Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Stripe Show, a podcast for Juventus fans all over the world by Juventus fans all over the world. I'm Matteo, and with me, Thiago. Today, it's just me and you, Thiago. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, it's good. It's awesome to go through some defenses. That's why we're here, to talk about Juventus and entertain someone, because it's very especially during a week that is so important and there is so much rumors to talk about.
Yeah, actually Juventus has a quite important game in a couple of days. They're going to play in Udine against Udinese, okay? Team Udinese that they're mostly, they're just playing for nothing because they're not going to be relegated 99%, okay? And they can, there's zero chance to qualify to the spot in Europa League, okay? So they're just going to play for the glory, and for a team like Udinese, it could be even more dangerous, okay? And the issue is that there is an important game in a couple of days happening, and nobody's talking about this game that's going to happen. So this is like, hopefully the guys, the team is more focused on the game and than the fans and the media, because the fans and the media are just talking about what is gonna happen next season, but there is five important games that's gonna happen, plus an Italy Cup final that I would love to win, okay? And so who knows what's gonna happen? So what do you think about the situation, Thiago?
Yeah, that's the point, because when you're facing a team like that who plays as a cold blood, that is easier to analyze things. You don't have that pressure, and Udinese usually don't have that pressure because it's a team that doesn't take too much risks to be relegated. And we saw in the last month, their level went up. I mean, the point, a nice. In April so far, and it helped a lot. They got his side to improve the position on the table, because they were risking like last month, for example.
The point is, sorry if I interrupt you, but Udinese has in my opinion, as a decent team. Of course, they're not a first-tier team, but they're like an interesting player. Like the goalie is interesting, actually, Musso, that is going to miss the game, actually, Musso, okay? Yeah. Then they have a couple of interesting defenders, like it could be like Becao or Nuitig or Stieger Larsen, okay? Then they have like these two guys in the middle. One of we is a friend of ours, it's Roberto Pereira. It looked like he went back to his the form that he had with Juventus 4 or 5 years ago. And then they have Rodrigo De Paul, that is absolutely the go-to guy for this team, and is one of the last games he's gonna play with Udinese, because it's already a couple of years that is linked to different team. So I guess this is the year that maybe he's leaving, and there were rumors that the Juventus could be interested, and I would love getting the pole with Juventus. Then as a forward, they're not super strong, but they have like another old friend. This is like Fernando Llorente, who is like dealing with some back issue, okay? And Nesterovski issue, he looks at his house, so probably it's going to be between Okaka and Forestieri. So it's definitely an interesting team, right?
Yeah, and Okaka is so strong, and we saw Bonucci, for example, struggling against strong players. And of course, when Udinese had Lasagna, for example, it is a different kind of player. It's a different kind of playing, and we saw some players' improvement. As you said, Larsen improved a lot, scoring goals. They are trying to play more with their side players. Molina, for example, is doing such a nice job lately.
Molina, you're right.
Yeah, and honestly, this is the kind of match it's perfect for them to steal some points, because at their home we saw what happened last season.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. Like, and Udine is never like an easy place to play. Okay, so last season, and I remember we went up 1-0, and then they tie and they won the last second with a goal by Fofana, okay? So the thing is, like, we have no idea what's happening in the training because nobody's focusing on the pitch. Everybody's focused on the outside, okay? So at least it looks like Chiesa should be available. I have no idea if Chiesa is going to start or is going to be available from the bench, okay? But at least getting Chiesa back, it's a huge, because it's such an important player for us, and we definitely miss him in the last two games. And even if, like, with Parma, it was an easy game, okay? So I would think that on the defense, we're going to get, we're going to stick with Chiellini De Ligt. But you probably gonna have, like, Bonucci is not gonna be so happy about the situation. But at this point, we need to make some decisions, right? So
yeah, that's the point. We don't care about personal thoughts. I mean, the team is more important. It was always the shirt, the most important thing. And as you said, Chiesa returning, it's a tremendous good arrow that we have in the squad, because we saw our side players struggling. And even Cuadrado played as a right midfielder in the top. And of course, we expect a lot from Chiesa. He has been the most important player in the second part of the season, at least. And you know, there is always that situation that who will start in the middle. And there is always that sensation that Betancourt and Rabiot are the favorite ones to start. You know, since Pirlo said that Arthur has yet some pain and the surgery is yet a thing that we must consider during the break.
Right. So, yeah, I think we should stick with Rabiot Betancourt, even because we don't have many other choices, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, with Danilo, if Danilo is fit to be playing, I would go Danilo on the left and Cuadrado on the right. Okay, and that point they're gonna free up a spot probably for one by or Chiesa. I don't know by Ramsey at this point. Okay, but and McKennie, it looks like he's still having this issue with his hip. He hasn't played a full game in I don't know how many months, honestly. Okay, and as a forward, I think we're going to see Ronaldo Morata with Dybala coming from the bench, even because in the last couple of games Dybala really was really bad. If people is more focused on Ronaldo, Dybala was doing nothing better than Ronaldo, and it's just an issue because we don't have we cannot count on a consistent forward because Morata is struggling too, and we really don't have anybody that can be so that we can count to be like a consistent threat on the opposing defense. That was Chiesa, but Chiesa got injured, so we need to make a choice. Yeah, we need to make a choice because even probably Chiesa is gonna play. But with all this rumor involving Donnarumma, that it looked like I don't see that it's a done deal, but it's a really close deal to happen. Okay, and at this point, maybe you know, I don't want Buffon to start over Szczesny, but maybe this is the moment that we're gonna need Buffon to play his part. I don't know. It's just a mess, guys. Right now, it's honestly just a mess.
Yeah, and the rumors about Szczesny, they're. It makes things difficult for him as well. But if Buffon start, imagine the rumors on the next day. So think about the situation that the last match we saw a very nice Betancourt, for example. But despite him, who had been playing a very good part this month, for example, we are struggling in every single part of the pitch.
Yeah.
It seems that, for example, that we thought that maybe Alexandro would be back after those two goals, but yet we saw some mistakes from every side of our defense. But this is not the moment to think about the past. Of course, that what happened, and it's time to focus in the next month. For example, we will have like a six very, very huge battles for this spot in the Champions League. and the trophy that we all wanted, even if it's not so easy. Probably the most difficult final that we have to face in the Coppa Italia the recent years.
Yeah. And so what are we trying to make, right? Because we just to try to talk, because honestly, we haven't heard anything of what's going to happen. So let's talking about what's happening off the pitch. Okay. And, you know, the rumors are like linking strongly Allegri with a coming back from to Juventus, okay, and they, you know, I'm a Allegri lover, okay. I have no idea if it's gonna be the right choice, but there is a lot of people that calling like this is a done deal, and I don't think it's a done deal, honestly, because even we don't know if Agnelli is going to stay as president right now. So maybe if Agnelli stays as president, probably his choice could be Allegri, okay? But as long as not sure that he's going to stay as a president, he cannot appoint a new coach for the next season. So we know that there is on May 27, there's going to be like an extra assembly, okay? An assembly board. And we'll see what's going to happen over there, because Andrea Agnelli could be confirmed, or maybe they can appoint a new president. And there is rumors that they have like Andrea Agnelli going to be working for Ferrari, okay, and Alessandro Nasi taking over him as the president of Juventus. I'm not gonna buy in all the rumors around Del Piero coming back as a vice president, okay, but if we're gonna have like a new president, probably Nedved is gone, and Paratici may be gone as well. Even like, let me say, if Allegri is gonna come as Juventus, a lot of people out there saying that that Paratici is gone for sure, I wouldn't be so sure, because honestly, I wouldn't mind Paratici coming back and going back to be like a scout, because he's a great scout. He's really great in finding players, and that's actually his role, because he struggles when he's in front of the camera, because he's really struggling in front of the camera, because he doesn't like to talk with the media, and you can tell that, because every time he talks with the media, it's a mess, right?
Yeah, there are rumors about other men to working on the Juventus for next season, but there are some stupid rumors, some people shooting everywhere with a minigun, for example, trying to hit someone, And honestly, the most important thing is to face the consequences of those matches. Yet, of course, what will happen the next season is so important. Honestly, I think that they won't let things happen in the last day of that assembly, that meeting, the board meeting. Honestly, I think the decision about Agnelli would be made, if not, is already on the table. But for sure, they are thinking about the next season. I'm not sure. But honestly, some of the great, great, great things that happened in Juventus were not revealed before by media. So people need to think about this and wait to see the next episodes of this fancy novel.
Well, no, yeah, I agree with you, honestly. But you know what, I'm surprised by Agnelli's silence. We haven't heard Agnelli in the last week, and he just released like that interview with Corriere dello Sport about Superlega, okay, and after that, but even before that, there was it was really silent, he wasn't saying anything. So I'm really surprised by that, even because Pirlo is his choice, is his personal bet, okay. So honestly, I have no idea what's going to happen, because the feeling that they have, it looks like they have really a lot of, there is a lot of confusion going on in the Continassa right now, okay? Yeah. Because that's what like it looks from the outside. Well, of course, I'm not on the inside, I would like to be on the inside, but I'm not. So, but from the outside, there is a lot of confusion, right? So I really hope that, as you said, that the choices has already been made, okay, and just a couple of, because at the end of the day, only a couple of couple of person need to know what's gonna happen, and that two person are gonna be Agnelli and Elkan, okay, nobody else. So I hope they already talk, they already agree on what to do, what's gonna be the next step, so at least on the inside there is not that there is confusion that appear from the outside.
Yeah, and we need to think about the situation that Paratici's contract has not been renewed so far. So this is a very good, very important thing about the transfer market. But yet he needs to work, because Juventus needs to fix some things in the bank account. I might say the plusvalenza thing.
Right.
So, and he's important for this situation. There is no one that can do this right now, despite him and Cherubini, for example. And their job, their role in Juventus, it's on the table. And of course, Paratici did some very, very good things in the past, but his role, it's very risky, very risky.
Yeah, so many judgments. Right, you're definitely right that. But right now, another thing that is trending right now is Marotta coming back. And look, I always appreciate Marotta. I think he did a great job. I think he was working really well with Paratici, honestly. But don't forget, Marotta, as good he was, okay, I never liked how the well he was selling our player, first of all, and he's the guy that brought Almiron, Felipe Melo, Thiago Mendes, Martinez, so there is a lot of Marco Motta, there's all players that were brought by Marotta, so, and but Juventus fan base has this capability, kind of thing that when people leave in Juventus and working for someone else, okay, they're the best player, the best manager in the world, and something that happened, for example, with Spinazzola, who actually got injured again in the Europa League. So when the player or manager leave Juventus, all of a sudden, and Juventus struggling a little bit, they become the best person, the best player in the world. So I will never understand this thing, honestly. But
this happens because when you're not in a good moment, the neighbors. It's very good that you know that their house is always better than yours, their car is always better than yours. You have that bad feeling that things are not going right, going well for your side, and you know. And Juventus right now, so many questions to think about for the future that it's because some fans are not used to that, and some other fans like us need to. Try to calm down people's sensation.
No, I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree with you. And right now, look, it looks like anything can happen. Honestly, I think this team is definitely talented. This roster is definitely talented. So I hope, because right now we are the shoulder up on the wall, okay, back in the wall. And I hope the team is going to realize that this is now or never, okay, because it's now or never. There are five games that they probably need to win at least four of them, okay, to secure a spot in the Champions League, okay. And they definitely have the capability to do that, okay. But they need to realize that it's now or never, because there are 2 weeks we're going to have Udinese, okay. And then next week is going to be three games in 8 days. And all of them are going to be so difficult, because you're going to play Milan, Sassuolo, and Inter, okay. And then, and after it, we're going to have the Coppa Italia final and the last game in Bologna. That is not going to be easy for sure, because we're going to play after the Coppa Italia final. Actually, news that the Coppa Italia final will be playing in front of like a little less than 5,000 people. That's going to be a good news. Hopefully, it looks like things are going back to the normal, and hopefully next season, we're going to have like a kind of like a normal season, we'll say. So, giving a look at what's going to happen this week in Serie A, and we know Juventus is going to play. Actually, it's going to be the last big team that's going to play, because they're going to play on Sunday at 6 p.m. in Italy. And we have Milan playing against Benevento, okay?
Easy for them so far.
You think it's going to be easy for Milan? They're playing Benevento. They're playing in San Siro. I don't think it's going to be so easy for Milan this game, because Benevento is coming from right today. Benevento is being relegated in second division, okay? And there was a lot of people praising Benevento in the last couple of months, and right now they're back in the race, and Benevento could be like back in the game. but they really need to bring the A game against Milan. So I don't think it's going to be an easy... Yeah, of course, Milan is definitely better than Benevento, okay? And they can win the game, okay? But it's not going to be so easy. But at least I would like to think that, right? So, and then we have like Atalanta playing in Sassuolo. And that Sassuolo, I don't know, is like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I think it's Sassuolo... could be like giving some trouble to Atalanta, but actually Sassuolo suffer a lot when the opponent team is really physical, for example. And I don't know what's gonna happen. It's gonna be like it's gonna go either way, okay? And Napoli play against Cagliari. Cagliari actually coming from like a three-win streak, okay? And we'll see if Cagliari and Sassuolo can help a little bit us, because everything's still like up to us, but it would be nice to have a little help for the other team, because we know that we are kind of struggling right now. So right.
Yeah, but since our challenge is the easiest, at least it seems so far, we need to do our points. But if the other, as you said, the other sides, you know, as we were speaking minutes before, I think this match against Benevento would be very interesting to see how is Milan's motivation for this final part of the season. Because since Benevento is very of points and Milan as well, might be very interesting to see the rhythm of this match. Atalanta and Sassuolo, of course, will be a very good match to watch. We are struggling so much that it's so difficult to watch other matches because we seem so slow during our games.
So we'll see. Just guys, I think right now more than ever right now, you might just need like the fan base to be really unified and like cheering and supporting the team. And we there's gonna be time to criticize and to ask questions. But right now, I think it's just time to support our team. So Thiago, we will definitely talk about what's gonna happen next week. So thank you for being with us, and as always, fino alla fine.
Forza Juve, sempre.